This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so tonight, the plan is, in Yitz Hashem, we're going to have two halves, as ever. It normally is a shorter halacha slot and a slightly longer parsha slot. But what we're going to do in Yitz Hashem is to finish off the halachas of Sfiras HaOmer. Tonight is part two. Mm-hmm. And we're going to discuss the halachas of conduct during Sfiras HaOmer. It's a very interesting area. What we'll do is we'll see the background, where it all comes from. And then we'll see there are three main areas. Three areas of restrictions of Avelus during Sfiras HaOmer. Number one is, of course, weddings. Then you've got haircuts, and then you've got music. That's pretty much it. And we'll discuss also what is the first half, the second half, can you chop and change, etc., etc. So that's in the halacha installment for tonight. So if you take a look, please, in the first paragraph, this famous Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beis on the base, says, Shneimos elef zugim talmidim hoyle Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of students. Megivas ad Antipras, from place A to place B, that's the name of the place. Vekulon meisum perek echod. And they all died in one period of time. Mepnei shelo nagu kovod zeh lazeh. Because they didn't give enough honor one to the other. So 24,000 talmidim died. Vahoya ha'olam shomim. And the world was desolate. Ad shebo Rabbi Akiva etzer abaseinun b'shebedorim. But until Rabbi Akiva sort of started over, he went down to the south, Veshona Lohem, and he taught five students, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon, and Reb Lozben and Shamua. Those five Talmidim. Veheim heim heimidu Torah, Oseshah. And they rebuilt Torah during that time. Tono, Kulam Esum with Pesach ad Atzeres. And they all died between Pesach and Atzeres and Shavuos. So that is the Gemara. Mitzvah Hashem, in 2 weeks' time, for the Lag BaOmer, we'll discuss that Gemara in more detail, but that's the background. Now, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chof says, "Bimei Hasfira Meisu Tamid Rabbi Akiva." He brings this Gemara, and in his halachic work, and they died b'shloisha v'shloishim yom during 33 days. V'lochein noagim b'yom elu k'tzas avelos. Therefore, during this time of Sfira, we are noheg. We have the custom to have some sort of minimal Avelus, she'ein noisin noshim ve'ein mistaprim, that we don't have weddings and we don't have haircuts. Interestingly, the early halachic sources don't really talk about music. We'll come to that later, Mr. Hashem. First of all, let us discuss the calculation of the 33 days, because there's a lot of ambiguity about that. We're familiar with the phrase, you give me the first half, the second half. It's not a half, it's anything, it's two-thirds, if anything. But there are basically two customs. The first custom, we'll see it inside, but the first custom is that we keep from the beginning, which is the second day of Pesach, the first day of Sfiras HaOmer, all the way through until Lag BaOmer. That's the Minhag Ashkenaz, by the way. The Sfaradim will do till Lamed Dalad and the Omer, but we'll talk about that. But that's the first... we'll see, yeah. But we'll talk about that in a second. So that's the first option, the first half, i.e. from the beginning of the Sfira till Lag BaOmer. And the second half has got two variations, but it's basically Rosh Chodesh till Shavuos. Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shavuos. But we'll discuss all the finer details in a second. So, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, V'yesh chilukei minhagim. Yeah, I'm doing paragraph B1. V'yesh chilukei minhagim. There are different customs. In the way we work out in counting these 33 days, there are those places Nagin have the custom from the first day of Sfiras HaOmer, and therefore we asa till Lag BaOmer. The Minhag assumes it, like I've written in footnote 2, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died during the first 34 days of the Omer according to the Machaba, and the first 33 days of the Omer according to the Ramah. Okay, so that's the... I've got the Marmar Komus there at the bottom. If anyone listening online, please email me j.golka@gmail.com and I'll happily send you the source sheet. Continues the Kitzah. Of a Yom Lamed Gimel BaOmer, on day 33, on Lag BaOmer itself, from that day on until the end, all the Avelus is waived and everything else is muta. Because they stopped dying on day 33. Therefore, Lag BaOmer, we increase a little bit our simcha. And we don't say tachanun. And even though some did die on that day, Omrinan mixas hayom kukulo. We apply the rule mixas hayom kukulo. Now that is a famous principle, well known in the world of Avelus. That, for example, a person sits shiva rachmon litzlan, the last, he doesn't sit 7 full days. On the 7th day, early in the morning, straight after shacharis, they'll get up and we say mixas hayom, a part of the day, even a very short part of the day, is kukulei velochein, and therefore ein listapo liso. Therefore, one shouldn't get married or have haircuts ad la'acha shehei hayom until it gets light. The Mishnah Berurah writes that's one should wait until netzachama. So netzachama is not too long a wait. It's like a 5:15 or something in the morning. So therefore, really, the avelus is waived pretty much from first thing in the morning. On Lag BaOmer. So that's tomorrow, 2 weeks. If a person is keeping the first half, then you'll be able to have a chasna on that day or to have a haircut that day already from the first thing in the morning. V'ach, k'shechol lamed gimel b'yom rishon, if Lag BaOmer fell on a Sunday, then we allow mistaprim be'erev Shabbos, shelefonim v'kavod Shabbos. You're allowed to have it already on the Friday afternoon. So that is the first option from the beginning of Sfira through till Lag BaOmer. Now, you asked, what about Pesach? Yeah. So, in any event, we don't have chasnas on Pesach because Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Music. So there's the jury is out in Shimon Ida's Sefer, the famous posuk of American fame. He writes that he said it's okay, and that's why there are a lot of people they go for the first half because the actual period of Avelus is shorter. In any event, they're not shaving, you know, and therefore they can listen to music longer. But it really kicks in from Motzei Yontif, I guess. And therefore, when you're putting away the Pesach Kalim and etc., then I guess one shouldn't listen to music then already. But that's one of the benefits, if you like, the perks of keeping the first half. Right? Okay. Yeah. Now, number two. What's the second option? Then the second option is either from Rosh Chodesh Iyar till the 3rd of Sivan, or the 2nd of Iyar after Rosh Chodesh to Shavuos. So take a look. Yesh Mekoymus, continues the Kitzah, Shematirin ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar va'ad Bichlal. You can actually have all these things from Pesach, you know, from the beginning of Pesach all the way through till Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which was last Sunday and Monday, va'ad Bichlal, up to and including Rosh Chodesh, Shehein Shisha also Yom, so therefore you can shave, you can have haircuts, listen to music, up to and including Rosh Chodesh, which was last Sunday and Monday. V'nisharim lamed gimel yom, and therefore 33 days remain, be'issa, ad chag ha'shavuos, until chag ha'shavuos, however, or mistaprim be'erev chag. Sorry, and you can have the haircut on erev chag, because you apply mixas hayom kukuloi on the last day. So therefore, shavuos this year is on a Sunday, Monday, Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Okay, so it's already from erev Shabbos you'll be able to do it. U'mikol mokum b'yom lamed gimel yom, ba'atzim atzirin. But even if you keep the second half, on Lag BaOmer itself, you'd be allowed to have a haircut or to listen to music or whatever. Now, that's one variation of the second option. The Yesh Mekom Hashem Matirin Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's up to, but you got to enjoy the music till Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but the restrictions begin from Rosh Chodesh itself. The Yom Rishon to Rosh Chodesh Maschilo Issa. And the first day of Rosh Chodesh, the Isurim kick in. The Yom Harishon to Hagbolo Hu Yom HaLamad Gimel. And where does it go till? It goes through till the Shloshes Yemei Hagbola, the beginning of the 3 days before Shavuos. So say, for example, Shavuos is on a Thursday, Friday, or this year Shavuos is on a Sunday, Monday. So therefore, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos are the Shloshes Yemei Hagbola. So from Thursday morning already, first thing in the morning, you could have your haircuts or whatever, if you started from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. Okay? So those are the two options. Now, okay, let's press on. So, common questions that are asked in paragraph C. The Kitza says, interestingly, Tzrichin linhag b'chol ha-kehila minhag echot. Each kehila should keep one minhag. You either keep the first or you keep the second. V'lo yashanu lasos miksosan kach miksosan kach. Now, that doesn't sound like our practice. That some people are keeping the first half, some people are keeping the second half. Says the Kitza, you should keep one. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that in an area where there are many Jews of different backgrounds and customs, there is no need for everyone to adhere to one custom because we're not one single communal congregation. And therefore, here in sunny Golders Green and Hendon, Northwest London, we're children of so many different communities and backgrounds, everyone is keeping different things, and therefore it's fine to keep whatever your custom is. Someone who has doesn't have a minhag is unaware of their minhag. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that you can accept any minhag, no problem. The famous question: what if you're invited to a wedding of someone who is keeping the second half, and you're a first half man? So how does that work? I'm sure that for many of us that has applied in the last couple of weeks. So the story is again that Rav Moshe says in Erechaim Chelik Beis Simon Tzadi Hei, he says that someone who is keeping one half and is invited to a chasna, to a wedding of someone who observes another half, he may attend and dance, listen to the music, no problem. And that should not surprise us. That's quite normal. Now, what about changing custom? So again, Rav Moshe writes, this is in Erechaim Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Nun Tes. Rav Moshe says that it's mutter, it's permissible to change one's custom from one year to the next if necessary. So if you've got any pressing reason, for example, you've got your nephew's bar mitzvah at the beginning or whatever it may be, and you want therefore that year you want to keep the second half or whatever it may be, then that would be okay. Seder, all right? Now, let's press on. Engagements, although there are restrictions not to get married during the Sfira, to get engaged is no problem. The kitzur writes, Lasos Shiduchin, Afilu Basuda, even to celebrate it with some sort of meal, Mutarin Bechol Hayomim Achrikudin Umucholos Asurim, but not to have music, not to have dancing at the engagement, but certainly a Lechaim, and even a Suda or some form of Vat or reception, that would be fine. Now, are there any exceptions to the haircuts and the shaving? So, The classic exception, if you look at the kitzah in the second box in paragraph E, the kitzah again says that the sandak, the person who holds the baby during the bris, v'hamoyel, and the person, the moyel, who's doing the bris, v'avi haben, and the father, those three people, the sandak, the moyel, and avi haben, mutarin lihistape b'yom shlifnei hamila, they are allowed to have a haircut to shave on the day before the mila, somach lo'erev, late in the afternoon, kodem alichel be'zakneses, so that would be acceptable because it's a yonta for them. That would be fine. Now, what about shaving or cutting hair for financial loss, for business reasons? So, Rav Moshe says in Erechaim Chelik Dalad, Simon Kuf Beis, Hine, it's the first box in paragraph E, Im Echod Oisek Be'ezem Mischa. If someone is involved in business, Im Lochashim, Lo Yistapeh Zigno, if he doesn't shave, B'mei Asfira, B'yomav Shebein Yudzayim, B'tambaz Tishbav, or during the 3 weeks between Tishbav and Shivas, B'tambaz and Tishbav, and then Yelo Hefsed Moment, there'll be a financial loss for him. Oz Muta, then it's Muta to shave. Kilo Nagu B'mokam Hefsed. Because Chazal never made these rules, these customs to apply if they would lead to a financial loss. Ava B'Shavu Shechol B'Tishbav, in this regards to the 3 weeks in the summer, the week of Tishbav itself, She'osam Edin B'Gemara, then Ein Lahatir. Okay. Now, that is that. Now, what about music? So, interestingly, again, Rav Moshe says in Chelik Dalet Simon Chof Aleph in Igros Moshe, "B'mei Sfira Yesh Le'aso B'Zimra Demona." It's also to listen to music. Af LaHamatirin Ayin Sham etc. Poshet Shua Din De Also Af Mei Milat Ben Hamatzarim V'Yesh LaHachmi Gam LaKtanim Shegiyu LeChinuch. One should be strict as well for children who have reached the age of Chinuch, which is the age of 7 or 8, and one should avoid. Now, what about other forms of music? A cappella music. What about if a person goes to an exercise class and listen to music for that? So one has to understand the background a little bit. You open up Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't talk about music for Sfiras HaOmer. The first source really is the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham, you see, he says that it applies what Chazal, the minhag is, not to dance. And associated with dancing is music. So the mainstream view is that all forms of music during Sfiras HaOmer are not allowed, whether it's certainly live music, and even recorded music, or any form of music, even a cappella music, etc. And there are poskim who, that is the mainstream view. However, there are certainly poskim who allow a cappella music. I remember when we, in the base many years ago, we asked Rabbi Pinchas Roberts, a cappella music, you know what that is. A cappella music is without instruments, where you've got a whole bunch of people singing, and they do the vocals in such a way that it sounds like there's a 10-piece band behind them, right? But a cappella music, so Rabbi Pinchas Roberts said that for us in Hasmonean, he said you can use the boys, he said the boys can listen to it, no problem, and during the Sfira. And there is what to rely on. And therefore, because it's not really brought in, in the classic sources in Halacha, only by more, you know, it's become the custom to do so. There is, you do hear different views, and therefore the following sort of extenuating circumstances, there's definitely room for leniency, such as dance classes, that if the music will help you exercise more vigorously, if it will help that, then that would be, you know, some say would be okay. Yeah, not a dance class. Yeah, as if you're going running or something. Also, I remember one year we got a case, a fellow, the Ratungan, I think it was, who told me that he got a case, a fellow called him late at night, 11 o'clock at night, he's just now leaving a chasna in Manchester, and he's driving home, and, it's been a long day, and he's got a coffee, and he goes, if he gets an hour or two in, you're allowed to listen to music just to help him stay alert. So he said, yeah. And certainly, if part of the cheshbon is that the issa is music which is going to lead you to dance, well, you know, driving down the M1, yeah, the chances of that are quite unlikely, right? So that could be another ground to be matir. Also, they say that if it's a person is sort of feeling sad or depressed and listening to music will give them a bit of a boost, that could also be okay. I've had, you know, kids saying, what about listening to music when they're studying? They just can't bear silence and they need to have some background noise. I know people run taps and things like that. But anyway, so again, there are certainly room for leniences, but the mainstream view is that we don't listen to music, you know, for this period of time, come Lag BaOmer, then we listen to music. But the various heterim are out there, and you can imagine there are different views. Just one final thing. What about new clothes and the shechionu and things like that? Well, interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is actually back on the first page in the footnote one, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Im nizdamin lo eze inyan shetzorech levarech lo shechionu yivarech." Now that means, im nizdamin lo, if it sort of comes your way, then you're allowed to make a shechionu, which would suggest that means that if you would go shopping and there was a sale and you've just found something, then you're allowed to do it. I saw in the Dirshu notes, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, that nizdamin is lav dafka, it doesn't mean that, and therefore, there are different opinions about this, but there are some views say one should avoid making a shechionu and to buy clothes or whatever, but a very mainstream view is that it does not apply to, there are no restrictions in buying new clothes during the sefira, and you could go buy and you can make a shechionu and there's no problem. So there are different views about that, but it's quite a mainstream view to say that. If there's any necessity to buy new clothes, then there's certainly okay to buy that. Certainly if a person's getting married very soon after Lag BaOmer, or there's a sale on, or whatever it may be, then there would certainly be grounds to buy new clothes, and then no problem.
Is it not better to make the Shabbos on Shabbos
Kodesh? I haven't seen that brought down. Yeah, to hold on. I think I've seen that in reference to the 3 weeks. I think that's in reference to the 3 weeks about Shabbos on Shechionim. On during the Sefira as well. Okay, maybe. I didn't see when I prepared this, I didn't see about Shabbos in the Sefira. Shabbos in the 3 weeks I've seen. But okay. So that is end of part two. Any questions? We're good? Good. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.